Matthew.
Did Buddha ever say to send loving kindness to oneself? Let I be well?
Yes, maybe not using those specific words, but the kind of the most often phrasing that he used in describing the Brahmaviharas, you can find it in our chanting book. We actually do it as a regular chant. And you see it in a number of different places in the suttas. It goes through all the Brahmaviharas, but it's just one simple recitation applied to all four of those. And it's... May I abide pervading one quarter with a mind imbued with loving kindness. Likewise, the second, the third, the fourth, above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself, I will abide pervading the all-encompassing world with a mind imbued with loving kindness, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility, without ill will. So that's pretty much as, you know, the most direct statement that he gives, and then he goes through the other three Brahmaviharas in that same formula. But what has always struck me about that is, again, that he's saying, may I abide, or I will abide, pervading one quarter with the mind that's imbued with this quality, implying that you've imbued your heart, you've imbued your mind with this quality, and then you expand and open your heart to a greater sphere, first one quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter, above, below, around, everywhere, so that you've established the quality in your heart, and then you expand the range of your awareness to bring other beings into that sphere that's already imbued with that quality of kindness. But he makes a very explicit point as to all is to myself. So it's, you know, very important that we, you know, that we keep this perception of who we are right at the center of that, right in that that sphere of kindness. Or compassion or altruistic joy or equanimity.